You know, at the root, imposter syndrome is something that makes us feel like we're not qualified to be in the space that we are. We feel that we don't have the background that other people do or other things. And I think that when we can put power to our lived experience, when we can identify all of the things that we do have and see how they work within our professional lives, I think that is extremely powerful.
This is Associations Thrive, the podcast celebrating successful associations and their leaders. I'm your host, Joanna Pineda, CEO and Chief Troublemaker at Matrix Group International. Listen in as top association executives tell all, revealing the creative and innovative ways they're increasing membership, generating revenue, nurturing engagement, and reimagining their organizations. By the way, if you've launched a new initiative, created new member services, or updated your governance structure and are seeing great results, I want to hear your story, and so do my listeners. I'd love to have you as a guest. Go to podcast.matrixgroup.net and apply to be on Associations Thrive. Now let's dive into this week's show. Today, I'm speaking with Josie Hernandez, Executive Director of the Casting Society. Josie, welcome back to Associations Thrive.
I'm so excited to be here with you.
Well, listeners, if you haven't listened to Josie's previous episodes, she was on the first time talking about Association Latinos. She's president of that organization. She was also on to talk about the demographic survey that Association Latinos was sponsoring, along with some other organizations, to try and get a better read on the demographics of the association community. Josie, you're involved in so much stuff, but tell us about the Casting Society.
Casting Society is a global organization of casting professionals dedicated to upholding the highest standards of casting within the entertainment industry. Our members are casting directors, associate casting directors, casting executives, and unscripted casting producers who work in film, television, theater, reality, commercials, and new media.
And Josie, casting directors are the people who basically find the talent to be on all of these different shows.
Yes, that is correct. That is their role. And it's really a very artistic role, because when you have something that really moves you, it's really based on the ability of the casting director to understand the project and find the right person to bring that to life. So it's really a work of art when you're working with casting.
Oh my God, 100%. Sometimes you'll watch a show and you'll think, wow, whoever brought these actors together did a great job because the chemistry is just amazing. And other times you're like, chemistry, not so much between these people. So that's casting, right?
Definitely. One of the things I really want to share about this opportunity that I have serving as executive director for the Casting Society is that I have the opportunity to work for an industry that makes such an impact really on the world, on people, because through what we see, what we take in films and television inspires us, moves us, helps us get through difficult times. How many times I've read that the Friends show serves as a friend to someone who's in a new country or in a new place. It's something that brings them comfort. And what I thought about was that I have the opportunity to work with the individuals that are making the decisions about who is being represented on screen, on stage, and how exciting that was. And I have found my time in the last year to be with them very inspiring. They are talented and committed, and a great group of volunteers who are really committed to the organization and moving it forward.
Josie, something really exciting is happening at the next Oscars in 2026 related to the casting director. So tell us about it.
Yes, it is extremely exciting. For the first time at the Academy Awards in March 2026, there will be a category for casting. That is the first time. So there will be an Academy Award for Best Casting Director. And we are extremely excited about that opportunity. It has been a long time coming.
Josie, it strikes me as wrong that there hasn't been an Oscar for casting directors. I mean, like you said, there's so much a part of the magic. Congratulations.
Thank you. And that is the work of, as I mentioned, the commitment of our members. And it has been a labor of love that has taken several years to get them here. And I'm excited to be able to support them in the work that they do.
Well, Josie, we got a lot to talk about with the Casting Society, but I want to turn to you for a second.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about your background. You're an association executive. You work for an association management company. You wear a bunch of different hats. So tell us a little bit about how this came to be.
Well, I work for Bostrom, which is an association management company. And that is how I began working with Casting Society. So they were really primarily, as many associations, as Association Latinos is currently run all by volunteers. And that was really the structure that they had. They had an executive director and two staff. So we know many, many associations that are running under this model. And they really felt that they had come to a place where they had outgrown that and that they were ready for something more. And so they turned to Bostrom and we were able to take them on as a client. And I was assigned to serve as their executive director. And the past year has been extremely exciting to be able to see best practice of association management be put into place to really take what they were already doing, which was impressive and great, and take it to the next level. And so what I really am proud of is to work for an organization like Bostrom, who has a real commitment to the association profession. They're involved with all of the associations, and they believe in professional development for their team. And so this really, I've been able to see how putting in place business processes, governance best practices has really elevated the organization, has been able to streamline the process. It has increased volunteer engagement. In terms of their business lines, we have been able to see increased revenue growth because we have those standard operating procedures in place, and increase in membership as well, increased engagement with their members, and a really strong marketing initiative too. And they're also now able to work with other associations to build coalition and collaboration, which was also important in bringing the Academy Award to the organization. So I am just very inspired every day by having the opportunity to lead the team and to support our volunteers in bringing this to life and taking them to the next level.
Josie, how do you even get started taking an organization that was volunteer run and professionalizing it? Where do you start? You bring in your team. What happens to the previous volunteers? What happens to the board? Like, how do you get started with this?
We took it on an individual basis. So we worked with the existing team that they had. We brought them on to our team as well. And then one of the members eventually, because they were also working in the field. So one of that staff person eventually ended up leaving because their focus was working as a casting associate. But the other team member is still with us. And I really think that's what I say. It's unique, and because we are meeting their needs. So it's not necessarily one size fits all when you're with an AMC. Bostrom was really able to take a look at what Casting Society needed and be able to meet the need in that way. So I'm really glad that you asked that question. And I just think also it's because of the commitment of the volunteers and wanting to take some off of their plate because they are very busy with their professional lives and their professional work and building trust. So seeing that, you know, what we are advising, seeing it go into action and then seeing the results of that, that's one of my favorite things about being in association management. My initial career was in retail management. And what I loved about it was creating a merchandising strategy for the store, creating a sales plan that you were going to have, having an event, putting everything into place, and then seeing it happen and evolve. It's the same concept that I apply to association management, building your team, training your team, offering customer service, doing what you need to do with your marketing plan, creating a strategic plan, putting your governance principles in place. And that's important because people need to know what the expectation is and the guidelines of what to do and having that support, laying all of the little different pieces and work that all create success as a whole. And so that's really how we've done it. I think communication is key. I think listening is key. I also think that as an association professional, particularly in an AMC model, you have to be very resilient. I think that's really key.
Oh, why do you say that? Why resilient? That's an interesting word.
Because you have stakeholders that are very engaged, very involved. Most associations, you also have to understand what their work life is and how that relates to the working relationship between the team and the volunteers. I think each association has different work environments, right? So if we were to look at some medical associations or if you have other types of associations, so you have to be able to adapt and you have to be resilient because there's always change and you're learning the organization. And so when you're learning things, it always can be a little bit of a trial and error process. And so you have to be able to come back from those times where maybe something didn't fall right and you have to make adjustments. And I just think in general, working in the association industry, that's one of the key skills or maybe qualities that are required to succeed.
Well, I want to dive into something that you said where you need to be able to adapt. You know, I want to dive into something sort of related, and that is the different roles that you have as an association executive and how you adapt to each of them. So you're a Bostrom executive, you're executive director of the Casting Society, but you're also president of Association Latinos. So I got to ask, how are you balancing all this?
That's a great question. And I love the way you outline that because those in my professional life, although Association Latinos is, I would say, a cross between a passion and professional life. But in my professional life, those are two things. I do have responsibilities that are specific to being an account executive at Bostrom. And I certainly have the majority of my responsibilities as being executive director of Casting Society. And to fulfill my desire to strengthen the association profession and serve as president of Association Latinos is something that I want to be able to do as part of my life. So it's all about making priorities. I think that's another aspect of our role as association professionals. We need to prioritize everything that we do and understanding what comes first, second, and third. For my role at Association Latinos, you know, there are times where I have to flex down. And what has been great about Association Latinos is the relationship that we have amongst our founders and our current board members as well. There are particular people that we kind of tag team, Carlos and I. A lot of your listeners may know Carlos Cardenas.
Everyone knows Carlos Cardenas.
Right. You know, so oftentimes he and I tag team on things because we also all know that our work, our careers come first. That really is the mission of Association Latinos, right?
Yeah.
And so our work priorities have to come first, and they do. But it's our commitment to our mission where we work with each other and find ways to balance things out. You know, something really beautiful happened this past year in that theme. How the year started shook up many people's lives, personally, professionally, all of the different executive orders that had impact on our work. Depending on your identity, it could have a personal impact on you as well. And as an organization, we had laid out a series of plans. And at a certain point, we kind of turned around, and I'm talking about Association Latinos here. And I said, you know, we'll have to regroup this year. We can only do two or three things because of where we are. And that's how we have always functioned. And then over the years, we've been building our volunteer base. We have 40 volunteers. And our volunteers came and said, we want to do this. We're interested in doing this. Let's do this.
Ah.
And that was the most beautiful experience I have ever had. It was like a week later, they were asking, we want more time with the board. We need to have more collaboration because we need to hear from you. And these are the things that we want to do. So all of a sudden, the heavy lifting wasn't on us. Our volunteers, we had given them the space to own what we do as an organization. And they were there and present and said, this is what we want to do, and this is what we can do.
Boy, that is amazing. You're letting them kind of guide the ship along with you and letting them take some of the burden as well.
Definitely. It was a beautiful thing to experience. And it's just another part of our story now that we're 5 years into it.
Wow.
We have grown organically. All of our growth, I always say it's been organic. Organic with intention, I think, because we put a lot of things in place. We were intentional about making sure that we had a formal volunteer engagement process. We do a call for volunteers every year. You know, we make it a big deal. And because I think we planted that seed, then this was the result of that. So it's organic, but organic with intention.
Hey, let's talk about something that Association Latinos is doing this year. And you are once again doing Conexiones on October 10th. So tell us about that event.
Yes, we are so excited. This is our second annual educational summit. It's called Conexiones. That's happening on Friday, October 10th. Last year it was in Washington, D.C. This year it is in Chicago. It's taking place at the American Planning Association. It's a one-day educational summit. We are going to have four sessions. Breakfast and lunch are included. And then in the evening from 5:30 to 7:30, we are going to have our Honores Award ceremony, which you are very familiar with, Joanna.
Yes, of course.
So that's taking place. And I am extremely excited about it. We have three really wonderful sessions going on. Last year was our first one, and you may recall that the way we set it up was we had our attendees grouped into three different cohorts. So they went through the day sessions together as a group, and we're doing that again. So we're excited about the way that that's laid out. We got a lot of feedback saying that they were really able to make meaningful connections with the people that they spent the day with. And so we are using that model still.
You grouped people into thirds, and then they moved through the sessions. So you kind of attended each of the sessions, but with your cohort. And what I loved about it was you got to attend the sessions in a smaller group, but everyone had the shared experience of hearing all the speakers. So very, very interesting.
One of the sessions that really stands out to me is a session by Dr. Patty Delgado with El Puente Institute. The title of that session is Leading with Cultural Competency and Identity, Harnessing Latino Cultural Drivers for Inclusive Leadership. So what will happen in this session is, one, attendees will identify, we're calling it Latino cultural drivers, but really they can be any cultural drivers that you may have. So for example, this is based on your lived experience. So you may say that you grew up being surrounded by family, and that really gave you the ability to connect with people, be interested in people, like finding out what other people are doing. So this session lets you know how you can leverage that into your leadership style and how that can be a benefit for you in making relationships and the importance of the work we do within associations. So being able to connect with our volunteer leaders and our members is extremely important. And so this session will help you identify what your lived experience is and how you can apply that in your profession. I've heard Dr. Patty Delgado speak before on this. What I really love about this is I find that that is a really great way to combat imposter syndrome.
Oh.
You know, at the root, imposter syndrome is something that makes us feel like we're not qualified to be in the space that we are. We feel that we don't have the background that other people do or other things. And I think that when we can put power to our lived experience, when we can identify all of the things that we do have and see how they work within the our professional lives, I think that is extremely powerful. And I think anyone after, you know, experiencing this session would be able to come back out of that session with inspiration, inspired, feeling powerful, feeling like they have the ability to know how to leverage their experience, their culture, to make a difference in the work that they do. So I'm so excited about that. And that's why Conexiones is such an important event, because it is focused for individuals who are seeking to look at the opportunities that they have to identify what is unique in them.
Josie, that just sounds so amazingly powerful. I'm trying to make it to Conexiones, but I'm also going to send a couple people.
Oh, thank you.
Josie, let's turn back to the Casting Society, because I got a couple more questions about that. You've got something called the Artios Awards. Tell us about that. That sounds really interesting. And, you know, a lot of my listeners have awards programs, so they're always looking for ideas for how to do your awards better.
Oh, this is a wonderful experience. Wait until you hear about this. So, okay, what the Artios Awards are, they celebrate excellence in casting, film, television, theater, and commercials. So what our members do, it's their awards ceremony to recognize the work of the members of the Casting Society. We hold this every year, mostly in February, and it is held on the same date across three cities, in Los Angeles, New York, and London. So it is very exciting. CSA is a global organization, so we have that global presence with being in London, and it's all held on the same day. It really is the cornerstone of the work that CSA does, and it's almost a year-long process, as it is with many associations. Currently, we are in our nominations phase. So, for example, many of the shows and films that people are aware of, you know, shows like Hacks, Wicked, the casting directors or the casting teams, I should say, are nominated for these awards. And so, in Los Angeles, they're held at the Beverly Hilton, which is the same location where the Golden Globes are held.
Ah.
The award itself is beautiful. It's a crystal obelisk. Typically, we have entertainers, you know, actors that serve as the hosts for the events. And then our presenters are also actors, many of them having relationships, obviously, with the nominees. We also have several honoree awards that are given to individual members. And so it's a really special evening. This is going to be the 41st awards show that is given. And we are hoping that it also is, you know, reflective of what will take place with the Oscars in the following month as well.
Ah, okay. So Josie, hang on. It's happening in three cities. Is it happening at the same time or are there three different events?
It's not exactly the same time. We try to align it to be the same time.
It's tough with London and LA.
Yeah. So London show goes first, and then LA and New York are pretty much at the same time.
I see. Okay. And is it the same winners announced at each, or are they winners in their respective region who are being honored?
It's the same winners that are announced at each, but it also is dependent on if the winner is attending in that location.
I see. So this is kind of an interesting model for doing an award ceremony when you've got a global audience.
Exactly. Yes. Because, yeah, very interesting. We had some of the winners attended last year. Some of the winners attended the show in London.
Right.
And that was really great for the London experience. Well, you want to have winners at all of the shows, right? But it all depends on their personal choice on where they want to go. So yes, it is a very interesting way to run the show. You are kind of dependent and waiting on people's decisions on when they're going to go and able to prepare your run of show, but it's very exciting. There's a red carpet, everything that you associate with an entertainment industry awards show is happening at the Artios Awards.
Hey, so I got one more question for you about the Casting Society. You talked about just the wide variety of roles in casting that you are servicing. And I imagine that you have very seasoned casting directors and maybe casting associates that are new. How are you meeting the needs of this very diverse membership?
I love that question because that is part of our strategic plan. And that is something that we have been able to bring to enhance what Casting Society is already doing. One of the great things that Casting Society does, through their sister organization, Casting Society Cares, is they have a training and education program. So they have a program that is free of charge based on donations that are offered, where they will take 12 to 15 candidates a year and walk them through what it's like to be a casting associate. They get to network with casting professionals, casting directors. They have content coursework, you know, it's given over the weekend over a certain series of weeks. This is a program that is very well known within the industry. And so people can identify, it really helps them get settled and get their foot in the industry. So that is what they're doing to support new people coming into the industry. So that's what they have been doing. And so now we are able to identify what can help us with knowledge to share from those who are in that casting associate role and the casting director role. And that is part of our three-year plan. CSA is already doing a great job of bringing knowledge and content to their membership. Just this past year, they're doing webinars on industry-specific projects that people need to know about. And they're doing webinars on AI and its impact on the work that they do. And so part of our three-year plan is to begin to identify what are some areas, or not necessarily gaps, but that's one way to look at it, but areas of content that, yes, can help get the casting associate to move their career forward and get additional knowledge so that they can then do different types of projects and different types of work.
Wow, this all sounds amazing. I could talk to you all day about the Casting Society, but I know you're a busy lady. Let me ask you one more question before we head out. It is Hispanic Heritage Month. Josie, what does this mean to you this year?
Well, the theme of Hispanic Heritage Month this year is collective heritage, honoring the past, inspiring the future. I love this theme. It really spoke to me because I think as association professionals, inherent in doing the work that we do is being leaders. And I think looking at honoring the past, inspiring the future. What is our leadership story as individuals? I think everyone has a leadership story, a leadership journey. And when I think about my own, it always takes me back to when I was growing up. As a first-generation American, a daughter of parents who migrated to Chicago from Mexico, you know, I saw my parents building community, and not just my parents, my family, all of my cousins ended up here, aunts and uncles, learning a new language. Both of my parents took classes to learn English, getting situated in jobs. My father learned a trade. He became a machinist. My mom did different things during different times, but spent most of her working years working in a factory and also, you know, helping their relatives get settled in jobs, many manufacturing jobs. My family worked in the steel industry when it was vibrant in Chicago. They worked in auto plants at the Ford plant in Chicago as well. And there were multiple members working in different places. They also worked in the meatpacking industry. So it was that, navigating that. And then as the first generation was coming along, it was investing in education. You know, my father's mantra was the most important thing I can give my daughters is an education. And all of his daughters graduated from university. So it was seeing that in action.
Amazing.
People purchasing homes, retiring, and not just that, but also supporting the communities that they left. Because unfortunately, the reason they left was because there wasn't economic viability for them to stay there. And so supporting the infrastructure of their churches, you know, which is a cornerstone of many communities in Mexico, cemeteries, you know, things that are needed in their towns that just are lacking. And so there was always that sense of community building. And so that really brings it home to me is like, I can understand how I learned to organize or what was important or what we needed to move forward on or how family matters and other people matter and what they need and how to organize myself to be able to make something happen. You know, it was by watching all of that that I saw in motion as a child, you know, watching my parents and my grandparents make all of these big decisions and succeed at them.
Yeah, Josie, I love that. You are remembering the past, honoring them, but also charting your own path. So how are you celebrating? Are you doing anything special this month?
Well, in Chicago, it's always great to attend the different parades that we have.
Ah.
Those just happened last weekend. We have a big parade in La Villita, our little village. And as a matter of fact, if you go to Carlos's LinkedIn page, he has some great pictures that he photographs of that event. And there's one in my neighborhood where I grew up, which is one of the oldest Latino neighborhoods or Mexican neighborhoods in Chicago. So attending that, and that just brings many memories of being in that parade as a child. So always good to do that. And then being with family, my birthday happens to fall in September, which I'm really happy about. So spending a Sunday at my mom's house, my mom does Sunday dinner, and you know, I get to eat my favorite food. So just being with family. And then Mariachi Tecalitlan was here, which is a very famous mariachi. So I did not have the opportunity to go and see them. I wanted to, but special events like that, where you have the best of our heritage and our culture being showcased and being on tour during this time of year, whether it's dance, music, or just being with your family. So there's plenty of ways to celebrate.
Well, Josie, thank you for sharing your celebration with us. You're going to have to come back because you're doing some really interesting and amazing things with the Casting Society, as well as Association Latino. So let's have you back next year.
All right. Thank you, Joanna.
Thanks for listening to Associations Thrive. We're so glad to have you here. You know, my personal mission and the mission of my company, Matrix Group International, is to help associations and nonprofits increase membership, generate revenue, and thrive in the digital space. I want to hear stories of how your organization is thriving in today's challenging landscape. Please apply to be on my show by going to podcast.matrixgroup.net. By the way, do you need help with a digital initiative? Maybe it's a website redesign, a new membership database, or a hybrid meeting that you're planning. I'd love to connect with you. Please visit the Matrix Group website at matrixgroup.net. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode of Associations Thrive. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a 5-star rating, post a comment, and share it with your colleagues and friends.